This week's parsha is the first moment of the Jewish people as a people, and at that first moment we find the first appearance of anti-Semitism against the Jewish people as a people. There are a number of important things we can learn about anti-Semitism from the way the Torah presents it here. First of all, Pasuk Zayin, it says, Zuvnei Yisrael paru vayishvatzu vayirbu vayatzmu b'maod maod vatimalei ha'aretz otam. The land was full of Jews. The Hamak Davar on this Pasuk comments that ba'akatuv lahakdim b'zeh sibat sinat Mitzrayim u'gzerat ha'malchut. The Torah is giving you the background to the annoyance, frustration, anger of the Egyptians with the Jews. What he says is that Yaakov had intended for the Jews to live in their own area, in Goshen, but instead they dispersed across the land and became prevalent everywhere, and it became something that the Goyim felt threatened by. This is an interesting idea because though we believe Jews are meant to impact the world, see from the Netziv that there needs to be a caution about how we relate to the rest of the world and how we populate the world amongst the Goyim. That's a very first interesting background thought. Pasuk Chet then adds, Vayakam melech chadash al Mitzrayim, asher lo yada et Yosef. Rashi quotes the machlokas between Rav and Shmuel about whether this was really a new king or whether it was the old king who acted like he did not know Yosef. Rashi's words, Asa atzmo ki'ilu lo yada. Anti-Semitism begins with kfirah batov, with a person who forgets to appreciate, denies the need for himself to appreciate what's been done on behalf of him and the Egyptians in the past by the Jewish people. And of course, we know how often anti-Semitism expresses itself in countries who've received so much from the Jewish people. A third point about anti-Semitism, the explanation used, Psukim Tet and Yud, Vayomer El Amo, Paro said to his people, Hinei Am Bnei Yisrael, Rav Yatzumi Menu, us versus them. Havanit Chakmalo, Pen Yerbe Vayaki Tekrenem Milchama Venosaf Kamhu Al Soneinu Vilcham Banu Viala Min Haaretz. They'll fight against us and Viala Min Haaretz. Who will Allah Min Haaretz? So Rashi quotes two pshatim. The first pshat is, will be forced to leave. The second shot is we'll be forced to leave. The first shot is they'll leave us. So the question is, which one are they nervous about? The Jews leaving or the Egyptians being forced to leave? And there isn't really a stira between the two pshatim because anti-Semitism is never logical and sometimes even contradicts itself. On the one hand, they're afraid the Jews will leave. On the other hand, they're afraid that they'll be forced to leave. They don't know what to be afraid of. Or in the words of Professor Michael Curtis of Rutgers University, the uniqueness of anti-Semitism lies in the fact that no other people in the world have ever been charged simultaneously with alienation from society and with cosmopolitanism, with being capitalistic exploiters and also revolutionary communist advocators. The Jews were accused of having an imperious mentality, and at the same time they're the people of the book. They're accused of being militant aggressors and at the same time being cowardly pacifists, with being a chosen people and also having an inferior human nature, with both arrogance and timidity, with both extreme individualism and community adherence, with being guilty of the crucifixion of Yashka and at the same time held to account for the invention of Christianity. Everything in its opposite becomes a reason for anti-Semitism. So we see here three lessons. One about the things we need to be careful about and how we interrelate with, impact the broader society. Number two, the realization that anti-Semitism is often rooted in a lack of hakaras hatov. And that number three, to realize that it's an irrational phenomenon, often contradictory to itself.